Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the Hollywood Life podcast. I am so excited to have such a special guest today. We are in the midst of Dancing with the Stars season. So you know that means that the pros are going to join us on this show. So today we have none other than Britt Stewart. She has been crushing the leaderboards during this season with her partner, Daniel Durant. I am so excited to have you here, Britt. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to talk to you. I'm so excited about the season. So this is perfect.
It's so perfect. And we are coming off a really interesting week for you guys. You had kind of the toughest week from the judges that you've had thus far. How are the vibes right now in rehearsal? How are you guys feeling going into this next week where you have several dances to learn?
Yeah. you know, the vibes this week are really positive, actually. Both Daniel and I are the type of people where if we get criticism or if we don't have something that goes necessarily the way that we want it to, we push through and actually use it as motivation. So you're right. Last week was our hardest week up until this point. And now I can't believe it. We're like halfway into the competition, which is insane to say. But we, you know, I am taking risk because I am choreographing for Daniel. I'm not choreographing for a person that is deaf. I do have to like be intentional and be conscious about how I'm choreographing and how I'm teaching Daniel. But I have really high expectations for him, and I know that he has high expectations for himself. So mm-hmm. I gave him a difficult dance, and, you know, for quick step, it looks like, you know, people are kind of just like hopping around the ballroom and it's fun, but actually it has really intricate timing, and he had to shift between going slow and quick really frequently in our last dance. So it was a hard one for him, but he used this last week for this week's motivation. And he was like, I needed, not that he didn't have a light under a fire underneath him, because he did. He wants this so bad, but now he's like, okay, I'm going to come back and show everybody who I am and what I can do. Yeah. So
now your partner, Daniel, was in the movie Coda, and he is deaf, so he can't hear the music, but he can feel the beat. How do you guys work on that together in when you are preparing for these dances? I mean, do you like lay on the ground? Like, how exactly do you work through that?
So when he first hears the music, he can feel the vibration of the tempo, but really he can't feel like the intricacies of the musicality that all of us can hear.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's really just feeling the tempo. And so when I'm having to explain musicality and rhythm to him, we do it in a few different ways.
All right.
I like do it visually so he can see what it is. Like let's say on Tuesday we have the cha-cha. So and there's a step called the Cuban break. And so I would go, one, two, and three, and four, and one. So I would visually do that, but then also I do it on like his chest too. So mm-hmm. I will sign what slow is and then what's quick. And so then mm-hmm. he can feel what the rhythm is. And then I'll also have, he's such a visual learner. So we'll go into the mirror. I'll have him put like his hands on my shoulders or my hips, wherever I need for that step. And so then we'll do it together so that he can visually see what I'm teaching him and mm-hmm. also at the same time feel what it is like to do that step as well. So we have a few different layers
yeah.
that I do with him to help him feel what it's supposed to be like. Mm-hmm.
So you've really had to adapt your coaching structure. And at the same time, you know, you're not just a coach, you're also a performer and a partner. So how has that been for you to wear those hats and have this added layer of having to adapt your coaching and approach to this?
You know, what's so funny is I'm the type of person that just dives in.
Yeah.
So until someone kind of breaks down what I'm actually doing yeah. on a day-to-day basis, that's when I'm like, oh, wow, I actually, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's kind of like a no-brainer to me. Like I said, I dive in. And so it's hard to balance. And so I feel like I'm in teacher choreographer mode for the majority of the week.
Okay.
And then when Daniel gets the routine and we're starting to run it with music, then I start to incorporate me as a performer so that he can start to feel what it's like for me to actually perform with him. So that it's not a shock on Monday night. But I can tell you this, Daniel is a performer. He performs always, even in rehearsal. It's the cutest thing. We're working on our cha-cha right now, which is on Tuesday night. And he does this, we do a New Yorker section and he does this cute like little thing with his face. And I don't choreograph it for him. He just does it automatically. And so I'm also like that too. Like when I'm in rehearsal, I go full force. I go face, yeah. I do everything. So I know exactly what it's like on show day. And so we're kind of naturally doing it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always a balance of when do I turn teacher, coach, choreographer mode? And then when do I start applying myself as a performer as well?
Right. Just so many hats that you kind of wear in that situation. But I think that that's really fun that he enjoys it. Like that's, you know, cause sometimes you get people and they're like, I don't really know what I signed up for, but to be with somebody that's full force, just like you are, cause you are putting so much in your time, your effort, everything. To have them kind of deliver that back must be really gratifying and nice.
It's amazing. And it's really, he's showing off. But he, you know, it is beautiful. I don't think anyone is prepared for Dancing with the Stars, honestly.
I've heard.
I think they realize how much, how hard it is.
Yeah.
And if you're committed like Daniel is, he wants to put his all into it. And that requires a lot. So he is learning that day by day, but you're right. He is so excited about this. He is so committed and he's opened up to me that he wants to continue dancing after the show and that dance is therapy for him. He has this dream to bring dance to deaf kids. He's a mentor to a child that is deaf in Minnesota, where he's from, to help him in the school system. And so now that he's gotten a taste of this new expression, he wants to bring it to deaf schools, schools for the deaf and kids that are deaf. And I mean, it's so beautiful how aligned we are because I have a nonprofit for BIPOC young dancers. And so I'm like, okay, we are going to create something magical here and we're going to get everyone to dance and make dance accessible to truly everyone.
And that's like what it's all about. Like the show is amazing. The performances are amazing, but like, you both are going to change the world and now that you've known each other, you know, like, I think that is like the real kind of lesson in all of it.
Oh, it is. And it's amazing. I feel like whenever I have a partner on Dancing with the Stars, I'm always looking to, okay, why is this person in my life? What am I learning from this experience? You know, my first season on the show was with Johnny Weir and he's now like, he's my best friend. So I know what I gained that season. I learned so much, but I also gained a life friend, a lifetime friend. And, you know, Martin last season, even though it was very short lived, like he taught me something as well. And I know that me being partnered with him was exactly what I needed for my journey at that time. Yeah. And so now this is just so beautiful because Daniel's also teaching me his language. Yeah. I mean, I want to be bilingual after this. Yeah. Like I'm fully diving into ASL and it's coming pretty naturally to me. And so I'm teaching him how to dance in rehearsals, and in rehearsals, he's teaching me his language. It's just the most beautiful exchange of knowledge right now.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like too, dance is kind of your language. It's how you express yourself. And so it's this conversation you guys are having, and it's so beautiful, and it's beautiful to bring to viewers. It's incredible. What would you say is Daniel's like greatest strength that you really try to highlight every week in front of the judges?
His storytelling. Mm. He's an actor, first of all, and he's a method actor. So he really just goes into whatever character he needs to. But his moms were there week one, and we dedicated our second dance to them. So I got to spend a little bit of time with them, and, you know, they gave me stories about Daniel younger and the whole thing. And they were telling me that he's been a storyteller since he was a kid. It's something that he loves to do. And so I always try to bring heart and story into every dance that we do, because that's where he shines.
Yeah. Well, and I think too, like every year different things with different partners pose different challenges. What would you say is the biggest challenge this season for you two? Obviously not like whether it's the music, whether it's something, you know.
Mm-hmm. I would say our biggest challenge is, you know, it's funny. It's actually not the music. He has a pretty good like internal metronome that blows my mind. You know, people have said, I sometimes forget that he's deaf because you see him dancing and he's like right on the music.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the music, but I would say my biggest challenge for me is really balancing like how much to push him and how much not mm-hmm. to, because I get so excited. And because he has so much potential, I just am trying to do the best thing for him. And I also know that he likes to be challenged. So it's finding this balance of like challenging him, but then making sure that he excels on Monday nights.
And feels like empowered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, did you talk to like PETA at all before this season? Just so, you know, because obviously her and Niall won the mirror ball and he was the first deaf contestant to be on the show. Did she give you any advice or anything prior to?
Yes, I did talk to PETA, and I mean, PETA's amazing. I also praised her because I told PETA what she did with Niall was absolutely outstanding. And I mean, obviously it showed because they won. Excuse me. And, you know, I asked her, did you use cues? Did you use vibration or anything like that? And she definitely used cues. And the one thing that we found in common was both Niall and Daniel, they don't necessarily want the music to be louder or to have like a device that they can feel the vibration during mm-hmm. the dance, because they really feel like the connection with their partner is what is guiding them through the movement, through the performance. So that's the common ground that I found with PETA. But I'm also, I asked her for advice and I asked her for guidance, but then I'm also, I'm taking that in, but then I'm also finding what's organic and what's most important and works the best for Daniel and I.
Absolutely. I think that that's always with anything. My parents tell me that all the time, because I'm always asking people, what do you have this? And they're like, you can take advice, but you don't have to use the advice, you know. Yeah. I think it's important. Difference. Now, looking ahead to next week, like we said, there's a lot of challenges coming up. I believe you guys have to do four dances.
So it's two full dances. We have, really looking forward to Monday. Monday is most memorable year, and we're paying tribute to Daniel's time filming Coda and what that movie did for the deaf community. And of course, like winning the Oscar and all of that. So I'm really looking forward to Monday. And then Tuesday is going to be a show, because it's prom night, which is really fun. We're doing a cha-cha to Sexy Back, which is like
love.
Yes. Daniel and I are the same age, so we went to prom the same year, and Sexy Back in 2007 was like
the song.
It was the song. So we're both really excited about that. But then on Tuesday, we're doing something called a dance marathon. So in addition to that, I'm also teaching Daniel how to do the hustle and the Lindy Hop.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. It is a big week for us, but have all the faith in Daniel. That
how are you like balancing the time and balancing like how long you focus on the cha-cha and how long you focus on this? Like, how do you work that out?
Mm-hmm. I started with the cha-cha because I know that it has the most steps, and contemporary is technical as well, but cha-cha is very technical in the way that he has to execute it. I can kind of like judge the contemporary a little bit more to fit the way Daniel can express that movement a little bit easier. So I started with the cha-cha. Now we're working on the contemporary really hard. And then I'm going to start introducing in the dance marathon style. So I'm really spending most of my time on our two big dances. And then we'll do like taste here and there of the hustle and the Lindy Hop. So I am trying to balance my time well, but to be honest, it's kind of like a day-to-day experience, and just see and feel how rehearsals are going.
I bet. So Britt, my like next question for you was, what do you do in your free time? Do you have free time? Like, what does that look like for you these days?
What is life? No, I'm just joking.
None.
You know, this week is intense because there's not a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Week in particular, because outside of the show and rehearsing, I'm also prepping for not only this week's choreography, but then next week's choreography. So I have a head start. And last night was really exciting because I co-hosted the Industry Dance Awards, and that was a benefit for Dancers Against Cancer. And it was this amazing event. So I'm also a crazy person and decided to
that.
But then I am also very into balance. I believe in balance. I meditate. I take a weekly bath with like my bath salts. And even if I come home and I play with my cats for like five or 10 minutes, I try to find little moments here and there to just keep myself centered and grounded throughout the craziness of the season.
Now in the quote unquote off season, are you teaching? Are you competing? What are you usually doing?
Currently I'm teaching and choreographing the most in my off season. We also do a Dancing with the Stars tour every winter. I did it last year, and then I'm part of the cast this year, and I'm so excited. So after the season, we'll have like a week and a half off, and then we hit right into tour rehearsals, and then we're on the road. I think it's we open January 6th, I believe, and we close in mid-March. So that's something that's a really big part of my off season. And then at the same time, I'm just developing, working on my nonprofit, and also developing my skills as, you know, a host and actress, and what life will be like after dance. So it's a consistent build.
Yeah, totally.
And then of course, at the same time, I find time for life and
Then you like have fun when you can fit it in. Well, I will say though, one of the reasons I ask if you teach, I got engaged on Friday and we need some dance help. I will say we are going to need some dance lessons. So if you're in New York ever, I'm going to send him your way first. Then I will come join you both.
Yes. First of all, congratulations. That's so exciting. It's so funny you said that because we got on the Zoom and the first thing I noticed was your ring. And I was like, ah, it's so gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Thank
Congratulations.
You.
And I love New York. I always find time to go there. So yes, absolutely. You can.
You're hired.
Yeah, okay, I love it.
Amazing. Well, now that we got that out of the way, what is your, like, do you have recommendations for people who like don't really have rhythm or like know how to dance, but they're trying to like prepare for a special day and don't really know where to start?
Yeah. Okay, first of all, you have to get the jitters out.
Yeah.
Go into your bedroom or like turn off the lights. Whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable and getting out of your head, out of your skin, turn on your favorite song and just let loose and try not to judge yourself. First of all, that's even before you leave the house, just to get yourself, you know, into it. And then, you know, you can start really simple. I think people think dance is so complicated, which it can be.
Yeah.
I don't want to dumb it down because it is. It's very, very difficult, especially what we do. But, you know, if you're just going to a wedding or to a club, whatever, it's so dance. There's a reason why you have professional, competitive, and social dance, because it's about having fun. It's about your expression. It's about feeling good, moving your body. And so I think sometimes people that are non-dancers block themselves because they think they look stupid or they think they don't have rhythm or anything. And really it's expression. It's just meant to, like, you know, feel good. So that's my biggest advice for non-dancers. Now if you're really okay, so I know we said that I would teach you how to dance for your wedding, but I have to give a shout out to my fellow friends, Daniela and Pasha from the show, because they do have an online wedding school.
Ooh.
They do. And they'll give you lessons. They'll help you prepare your first dance. And they are seriously just couple goals. They're the cutest things ever. Like how you see them online, how you see them in social media, that's how they are in real person. They're absolutely amazing. So, I mean, them to choreograph my wedding dance when I get there.
Free advertising for Danielle and Pasha. I love it. I love it. Well, and then finally, Britt, thank you for the advice. First of all, I'm taking it. And this is recorded, so I'm not going to forget it. But finally, before I let you go today, can you tell me a little bit more about your nonprofit and how people can get involved, how people can give back, and just like a little about what you're doing?
Yes, of course. We launched in April of 2021. We're called Share the Movement. I am the proud president of it and a board member. Our mission is to increase diversity in the professional dance industry by financially, educationally, and inspirationally supporting young BIPOC dancers. BIPOC is Black, Indigenous, and people of color. And our goal is to diversify the dance community. And by doing that, we believe that you have to start at the foundation. So we're starting with kids. We've been able to give over $20,000 of scholarships to kids to their preferred summer dance programs. And now we're shifting to full-time, full-year scholarships. And you can go to our website on sharethemovementnow.org or follow us. And I shouldn't say or, and follow us on Instagram at sharethemovementnow. We are 501c3 organization. So we're accepting tax deductible donations, and anything helps to just allow dance to be accessible to everyone and people that are in need.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, Britt, I can't wait to see everything that you and Daniel have to offer this season. I think that we're going to be watching you for a few weeks to come, I will say. Fingers crossed. And guys listening, make sure that you watch Dancing with the Stars Mondays, 8 p.m. ET on Disney Plus. So fun. Amazing. Britt, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we get to chat again soon.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
All right. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Bye.